This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Lorraine Newman, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
All right, so let's start with June 18th, 1942. Film critic Roger Ebert is born. Roger Ebert, I think for our generation, he and Gene Siskel will have a special place for us as TV viewers.
Well, he made it cool to be a critic.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Yes.
Both of them together, and I always will see the two of them together. You know, that's my image of them, one without the other. But he did.
I can hear the original PBS thing.
Yeah.
Whistling.
The whistling, yeah. Sneak previews. Yeah, that right there. And it was never the same when they moved on to, first run syndication. It was
no,
because they two other guys took over, and it just was not the same. But you know, the show continued without them.
Well, one was Michael Medved.
Who's now
a conservative talk show host. But at the time, he wrote a very famous book called The Golden Turkey Awards.
Yes.
And about really bad movies.
And the Golden Turkey, I think, was certainly a precursor to the Razzies. And, Michael Medved he had Hollywood versus America, and he definitely became very opinionated.
Yes.
I think he decided there was more money in demonizing Hollywood than judge.
That's the subject.
Yeah, that's something very... very different, but these guys, you know, they had their PBS show, then they had a first-run syndication show, I think, you know.
Jeffrey Lyons was
the other one, and on his own.
His son is now a critic following in his stead.
And Jeffrey Lyons was a very likable guy.
Yeah.
Very nice guy, and he would go on to do other stuff as well, you know, interviews and such. Then they had, it was At the Movies.
Yes.
And I remember seeing that on WGN out of Chicago. It was syndicated. They would later leave that show and have a show called Siskel and Ebert, and two others. I think it was Bill Harris and Dixie Whatley took over.
So they spawned like three shows.
They would do the shows, and then they'd get a better offer. They'd leave the shows, and somebody would jump in, but never quite filled
never
the shoes.
Quite captured
never
the
same.
Yeah.
No, I mean, a lot of people didn't go to movies without their stamp of approval.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they put
you
they
just
put,
didn't.
They put thumbs up into the lexicon.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I think really, like you said, they made being a critic cool. And let's take a look at film critics prior to Siskel and Ebert. How many can you name? Rex Reed, Gene Shalit.
Yeah.
Those are the first two that come to mind.
Judith Crist from the New York Times, who also at the time was syndicated through TV Guide. I mean, in fact, I remember when I used to read Pickup TV Guide, one of the first things I would read is her column where she looked at the lineup. This is back in the days when we had network TV.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
CBS Friday Night Movies, NBC Saturday Night Movies. Judith Crist would have a column on movies televised on network television that week. So, and that was, but But again, you know, other than her, Gene Shalit and Rex Reed, there were not many nationally known, nationally influential movie critics.
Let's take those three names for a second. If I mention those three names, Judith Crisp, could you put a face to the name?
No, but I can with Rex Reed.
You can with Rex Reed?
Because Rex Reed did a lot of game shows and talk shows.
Yeah, and I wanted to get to
that. He became a personality beyond that.
He became a personality.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Judith Crisp was somebody in print. Rex Reed, I always think, also he was a judge on the Gong Show.
Rex Reed, who looks like Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes,
he does. Or Jimmy Kimmel, who looks like Rex Reed.
Rex Reed looks like a character
That's
Jimmy Kimmel would
parody.
Yeah, he would parody.
Yeah.
And I remember he also had a cameo in Superman.
Yes.
As played himself. But I remember he was like the judge on the Gong Show who hated everything. Yes. He hated everything.
He was sort of playing off himself.
He was basically doing a parody of himself. But the idea was that if he didn't gong you, you might actually be talented.
Yeah.
Because you would often see J.P. Morgan, you know, like holding him back.
But going back to the influence of Siskel and Ebert.
They mainstreamed the idea of this because I think the idea of a film critic was not something.
Well, it's not only that, but they sort of mainstreamed a dialogue and a conversation about film.
Yes.
Yeah.
That the general public was privy to.
Yes. Yes, and that you could talk about films as texts of their own, as if they were a book or a novel, and not just something you paid, you know, $3.50 to at the Coliseum Theater.
And I want to just quickly glance at Gene Shalit, who you definitely have an image when I say that name.
Yes,
he was also doing celebrity interviews on the Today Show. Mm-hmm. But again, I think for a lot of Americans, you know, he was, you know, like Rex Reed, East Coast, New York, elite. Gene Shalit also, and I don't think this is fair to him, but I think there was some perception that because he also did celebrity interviews, his critiques could be tainted. He didn't want to criticize a movie and then interview the star.
Right.
And I think that is totally false, but, you know, the perception is there. Do you think, let me ask you two, the fact that we had two Midwesterners out of Chicago that were not fancy-looking...
No,
they look like regular guys.
They sort of brought an everyman approach to the...
They were intellectuals, but they certainly looked working class.
Well, they were intellectuals, but they were able to talk about it on a mainstream... I mean, anybody, regardless of whether you were insiders, whether you understood the film industry, they sort of brought it down. They were able to break it down to you.
Yes.
Yes. And I think they were also both very likable.
Yes.
They were very likable. You might not have liked what they said.
Yeah.
But you like them. You like the dynamic.
Well, the fact that we brought up, thumb down. I mean, they were able to break it down into a very simple form, but it became part of the measuring stick, you know, as opposed to how many stars did it get? You know, how many thumbs up did it get?
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty Group, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.